There have been three incidents at tube stations in London this morning, three London Underground stations, plus an explosion on one of the city buses. John Elliott of the Sunday Times of London is at that bus where an explosion has occurred. Mr. Elliott, you're where? Bethnal Green, Hackney Road, somewhere in that area?
Yeah, I'm just behind Hackney Road in a business complex where there's a lot of police around, emergency services, a lot of press, and various parts of the street have been cordoned off. I've spoken to some people who were actually on the bus when the incident happened. They described a bang, but but not a sort of major explosion, a bit like something hitting the side of the bus, maybe a sort of small car crash. Then apparently the driver went upstairs to check out what had happened, and apparently some of the windows had blown out, and one person said that there was a black bag with some smoke coming out of it. So no one really needed a second invitation to run away, basically. So everyone legged it, as you do if you see a suspect package with smoke coming out of it. So then the police arrived, basically. Apparently the driver of the bus flagged down a police car, and they've been cordoning off the area.
These are the same kinds of double-decker buses as the one that was blown up in the last incident 2 weeks ago. But was there nobody sitting upstairs when this happened?
Apparently there were some people sitting upstairs. I mean, the picture at the moment looks like no one's been injured. Apparently one lady who was on top of the bus is in the back of an ambulance around the corner. But we don't know what that's for. I mean, it could simply be that she's shaken up. I mean, people on the bus, they're not, you know, sort of, you know, panicked. They're not sort of, you know, terribly, terribly distressed, the ones I've spoken to. But, you know, if a pretty distressing experience.
Did you get any sense that anyone saw who left this smoking package on the bus?
The people I've spoken to so far don't really have any idea. I imagine that's what the police are trying to establish at the moment. You know, there's been a fair amount of sort of, you know, policemen shouting. I've seen a couple sort of, you know, apparently sort of running down the street as if they're chasing someone. So, you know, probably the investigation is still in progress, and they'll be thinking that whoever's behind it may well still be in the area.
When you look down at what is going on, at the streets cordoned off and the police presence and so forth, how does this compare to what you saw 2 weeks ago?
Here in Hackney, I can't say for the other three tube stations, it's a lot calmer. It seems a lot less serious. I mean, the working supposition at the moment is this may be a bomb which didn't go off properly. The bang that was heard and the smoke was maybe a detonator, or it could, of course, be something completely different. When you had the tube bombings a couple of weeks ago, I mean, there were ambulances absolutely everywhere, people walking around with injuries, people very, very, very upset, being taken to hospital and so on. This is essentially, as it seems at the moment, no one's injured. So it looks like it could be a lucky escape, but essentially there's a whole lot of people standing around in the sunshine, slightly amazed that their working day has been disrupted. I mean, we've just had to evacuate a couple of the buildings near here. I mean, people think it may well be the case that a controlled explosion could take place soon. I mean, it's very likely the bomb squad are on the way, and they would, one would presume, seek to make a controlled explosion of the package.
John Elliott, thank you very much.
No problem.
John Elliott of the Sunday Times of London.